What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. We are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame with Bo. Abe is here today. I'm Allie Mack, and this hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're going to get to Abe up in a moment because we are currently just distracted by some hydration packs that were just handed to
our,
us.
Our new good friend, Matt Flynn, hooked us up.
Yes, we'll tell you all about that in a moment. But first, you know, we didn't get to this story in the huddle. Shamar Stewart is possibly set to re-enter the 2026 draft. I know there are a lot of moving parts to this story, and as soon as it was brought on our show call yesterday, you guys were going back and forth, like, well, it might not happen, this wouldn't be good. What is your take on this?
So, first off, this is a red flag for me with him completely. I understand the contract thing, and I don't think he's wrong. Yeah. I think the way he's handled some of this has been wrong. I absolutely despise when he brought up Trey Hendrickson's name and his own stuff, and I thought that was a red flag for me, as if he's on my team as my teammate or as a fan, because you don't y'all aren't the same. In no way your situations are the same. In no way should you mention another person's situation. I didn't like it when Brett Favre did Javon Walker back in late 90s, early 2000s, or whenever it was. That said, the red flag for me is I'm going to go work out at Texas A&M in their weight room or whatever, and I'm going to put out these threats. I just think this is the Bengals are a cheap organization to begin with. They handle things wrong, and I'm not taking the team side on this at all. What makes me think, though, is like, okay, you're going to try to re-enter the draft. You're going to try to go to back. I don't know if you can even go back to college football. I'm not sure if NCAA rules allow that.
Not directly. You have to get permission or a waiver or whatever it is.
I've also read the Bengals would still own his rights in some ways, and still have negotiating rights, and he wouldn't just become – go back into the draft pool. There's a lot of conflicting information with this whole thing. But my number one thing is, Jamar Chase sat out a year and then came into the NFL and was phenomenal. But he was also, like, a sophomore. After his sophomore season, he sits out, right? And so he just didn't play his junior year. But every time a guy has fought with the NFL or fought with a higher power like college football, I mean, you can go through it. The first Mike Williams, right? There's like 19 of them that played wide receiver. But the one at USC, I think, is what I'm talking about. The Maurice Claret stuff. Like, it always ends up these guys never pan out. Because when these things arise and it gets so badly, it almost always the number one thing is it's football's not the main thing. And the love of the sport, and it's just a money thing. I get you have to make money. I'm not saying that. It just they always pan out the same way, Abe.
Yeah, a couple of things here. According to Yahoo Sports, the Bengals would hold his rights up until – this is if he's able to enter the 2026 draft. He'd have to sit out the entire season and all that. If the Bengals don't reach a deal with Stewart before next year's draft, he can re-enter the 2026 draft. Any team but the Bengals would be eligible to select him in that situation. That's separate of going back to college, though. That's a different discussion.
Yeah, if he goes back to college altogether, if he was able to go back to college, I think they would have the negotiating rights or something.
At least through next year's draft.
Yeah.
But look, the funny thing to me is from an optics perspective, because I don't disagree with anything you said about does he love the game and could this guy be a bust, and all that's fine. I'm not here to make predictions to bury this kid. But to me, he was in a position where he was winning the battle from an optics perspective. Everyone was on the team. Why are you trying to put in language that no other pick has had, something you've never done in your organization's history? All of this show right now is turning against him, in my opinion, where some people are, and there's still going to be a lot of people who are blaming the Bengals, because you're right, they are a cheap organization, and this is something they would do. No one else in the NFL would be playing it out this way, but it does feel like there are plenty of people now who are starting to be like, all right, man, is this kid a problem or not? What's going on? I don't know if I necessarily felt that way a week ago.
I think, well, for me, the worm turned when the Hendrickson thing came, because that was when I was like, what? Why are you giving an interview in the locker room?
Yeah.
I know what he was trying to say. I just, again, I'm one of those, there are things you do and you don't do. And there are, like, written in ink rules.
Yeah, I wanted to chalk that up to a frustrated rookie who maybe hadn't learned yet and didn't know any better, but I agree with you. But this last week of going to Texas A&M and putting on a show, essentially, and essentially trying to use it as a, hey, look, I'm considering this path forward, a lot of people have turned on him.
And I go back to watching when Mike Johnson and I were watching, like, his tape and his film.
He was a guy that was in the discussion for a lot of fans here. Yeah.
But he was a guy that his teammate, Nick Skowerton, stood out as far as the effort and how he played and his want to own the own film that you could see. And the speed he played with. And Shamar Stewart didn't play with the same. It was very similar to me with Jalen Walker and Mikael Williams. And I know, and now you find out, and of course you watch those two and you watch how they both play, and one guy plays with his hair on fire and the other guy doesn't. Comes to find out Mikael Williams was very banged up with that ankle all year, but Shamar Stewart did not have anything like that. And I just didn't even think he was the best player on his own team's defensive line. And Shamar Stewart.
One thing I want to get to, I want to pivot a little bit, because it is 7:50 in the morning, and right now Abe's eyes are wide awake. But he was saying yesterday that he was going to be pulling an all-nighter. We got to get into it in Mic'd Up / Abe'd Up this week.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Mic'd Up, Abe'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta area locations. Obviously, after the show yesterday, I went home and prepped. I had pregame and postgame duties for Atlanta United. And so we got out of the Benz somewhere about 11:15. I get home, walk the dog. And at the stroke of midnight, I head out on the run that I told you guys I was going to go on. Could have taken the easy route and gone to sleep at that point, but who knows if I actually would have been asleep.
I love how you call it the easy route and not the sensible route.
Yeah, that too. That's fair.
Like doctors tell you to do.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue that.
Your verbiage is churching
you up.
But
what's more sensible than trying to do a long run when the sun is not out in Atlanta? Because that's where a lot of this comes from.
Mm-hmm.
I left Chipper after a walk, and I headed out there at 12:03 a.m.
Was Chipper confused?
Yeah, it was the middle of the night for her. So.
But, I mean, like, you just took me for a walk, and now you're leaving? Where are you going?
I think she was more confused when I got home and then took her for one more walk immediately. I headed out, and it was supposed to be an easy run. I wanted to go – I have problems starting slower. And so I wanted to try and start slow. My first 2 miles, 9:47, 9:41, hit an uphill, went 10:05, then back to 9:43, 9:45. And then it got in some trouble, and the water stops added my time. Do you stop your watch, by the way, Allie, when you're running? If you stop
for water?
Yeah.
I have an automatic pause feature.
Okay.
So
no, mine has that feature. I don't have that turned on. I don't stop it, so my mile times are a little elevated. For
you want it to know what it's going to be like in a race.
Yeah.
You want to know that time.
And so it was a little wonky. I was hoping to do 11 and a half. Well, I made the decision, like, 5 miles in, like, what route am I going to take for the next group of miles? Mm-hmm. And so I ended up going a different route. I was going to try and go about 11 and a half, but the GPS told me I would have to add on. And so I went 11.1 miles yesterday, this morning, tonight, but whatever time it was.
Side note, I'm very proud of Abe right now because I've asked him before, like, what was your split time? What was that? And he's like, well, I don't track anything.
Well, I just got the watch.
Yeah, he just got the watch, as we talked about this week. But this data that he's like mining through right now has not been a thing
It's only going to make him more ridiculous.
Well, the other thing is, and you know this, I assume, because you probably know more about the metrics than me. It's supposed to be a zone 2 run. I was in zone 3 way too often.
Yep.
So I either got to slow it down more.
I don't think anyone. I think there's a.
It's just how much your heart's beating, man.
Okay. Here's the deal.
You can figure it out.
There's a lot of people that don't know it. Dude. There's a lot of people don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I think what people would understand that he's talking about is he was running at midnight in Atlanta.
It was 79 degrees.
That's insane.
Felt like 84 according to the numbers. I get home. I take Chipper for a walk. I chug some Pedialyte, and then I shower. And you're welcome for that. I didn't have to.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm glad you showered for us. I appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
I started watching Netflix. I kind of laid down. I think officially I probably did fall asleep for maybe 20 or so minutes.
Power nap.
My watch did not pick me up as being in a sleep mode. So officially, according to Garmin 255, I did not sleep at all last night.
Yeah, but it also told you need to go for a run today. So
yeah, I don't know what that's about.
It'll learn.
Gave me a morning report and suggested like 45 minutes of – Yeah, we're not doing that.
It will learn you as time goes on.
We're not doing that.
But I do qualify this as an all-nighter, even though you got a little bit of a power nap. Thank goodness you did. They do say those are – they will truly reinvigorate you. I think 20 minutes does not
make – what's reinvigorating right now is this Dr. Pepper strawberries and cream. Delicious.
They have probably had to buy more stock of that this week at SEC Media Days because Abe Gordon has been in the building taking all of the Dr. Pepper strawberry cream, zero sugar, long title for a soda. How are you feeling right now, though? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, Bo, you know this. You've heard me. When I get on the radio, I'm such an energetic person that it's only going to set me up for like a hard crash. Like, it's going to be a hard crash later today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But on the show, like, I'm amped up. I'm ready to roll.
Yeah. And you – I never doubt that you're gonna turn your microphone on and be loud and energetic.
I'm bringing it.
Which is probably the same thing about – I mean, people probably say the same thing about me. That was like yesterday. Allie was the one that put in the all-nighter because she went to the All-Star game, stayed for the entire thing, the swing off and all. And I was like, yeah, I just went to bed at 10 o'clock last night. I was like dragging yesterday until the chaos started. And then yeah. I was like, I'm ready to go. Shout out to Ken. Let's go. Let's
right.
go.
I know.
Like, so everybody has their own thing that like fires them up or makes their blood flow.
Adrenaline was pumping. Well, coming up, we're going to be joined by Senior Bowl Executive Director Drew Fabianich. He's going to be sitting down with us. I need to ask him about the pronunciation of something that Mike Johnson and I disagree on. It's the Morning Shift. He is coming up next, live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.